It was a busy weekend outside many of the nation's Planned Parenthood locations, including clinics in Sarasota and St. Pete. WSS Quincy Walters reports that protesters also gathered outside a clinic in Temple Terrace on Saturday.
But most people are pro-life.
About 100 anti-abortion protesters gather on the sidewalk in front of a Temple Terrace Planned Parenthood, holding signs reading Planned Parenthood lied to you and stop abortion now. An almost equal number of abortion rights advocates stand on the same sidewalk, separated by the driveway. They're holding signs supporting their stance. Anti-abortion protester Lily DeGrasse says she supports taking away any money for a group that provides abortion.
I'm here to support the defunding of Planned Parenthood, in particular with our tax dollars.
We need to redirect this money.
For decades, federal money has not been allowed to pay for abortions, except in cases involving rape or incest, or when the woman's life is in danger. Some in Congress want to prohibit funding any group that provides any abortion services. Planned Parenthood supporter Dina Levengood says removing all funding means fewer women will have access to sex education and contraception.
If they were to fund an organization that provides primarily preventive and contraceptive and family planning advice, that we would have less need of abortions.
Planned Parenthood says abortion only accounts for about 3% of their services, and that most women need contraception, testing, and treatment for STDs or services like cancer screenings. Quincy Walters, WUSF, 89.7 News.